Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
I want to make sure that they understand their eyes do not deceive them. Their ears do not deceive them. I am obviously not Carrie Oberbrunner. I am Daphne Smith, director of Author Academy Elite. And it is my joy and true pleasure and honor to be here today with one of our very first published authors. And we are highlighting an author of the year in honor of our 7-year celebration for Author Academy Elite. And I have the pleasure all the way from Minnesota to have Mark LeMaster here with me, our 2015 Author of the Year. How are you doing today, Mark?
I'm doing great. So thanks so much for having me here. I appreciate it, Daphne.
Absolutely. I honestly, and I'm not just, you've known me now, gosh, for over 6 years. You know, I don't blow smoke. So when I say, I remember your book coming out, you speaking at conference, I'm being legit. I'm not trying to flatter you. I remember your book and thinking to myself, wow, this is something every family needs. I mean, specifically dads, but every family needs to have this because they are, we need guidance. Mark, I kind of want to walk through your journey with everyone so that they understand kind of where you came from, maybe what happened in the middle and sure, where you are now. But before you ever even heard of Author Academy Elite, did you have an idea that you had a story to share or just an example you wanted to give others? Kind of tell me how you got to AAE.
Yeah, so really what sparked it all was my son turned 8 years old. And I had this kind of this thought, this epiphany, if you will, that, man, I have 10 years left to help mold him into the man that God created him to be. And I need to teach him all these lessons. I feel like I'm way behind. And for whatever reason, that 8th year of his life, it just really hit me. I was busy with my career. I was, you know, climbing the ladder, if you will, spending a lot more hours at work. And then I just realized I need to be a dad. And how do I do that? So I talked it over a lot with my wife. We went, you know, I tried different things with my son. And she one day just said, you should write a book. And I go, I'm not going to write a book. And lo and behold, sometime as I was flipping through Facebook, honestly, I become an author in 2015. And it was one of Carrie's promotions.
Okay.
I listened to the webinar and signed up to do an interview. And after talking with Carrie, I knew that it just felt right. And so that's kind of the big picture of how it all happened. And, but I had signs along the way too, but it just feel like that was led to AAE and talking with Carrie and our stories, it just felt right. And, that's how it
started. It helps to be in alignment, right? Yeah. And so here you were, a dad, and you loved your son. I think it's fantastic that you had the epiphany as early as you did that, hey, wait a second, you know, I've just got a few years left and I want to maximize my time with him. I thank your wife for encouraging you, because I read a little bit of a bio on you before our meeting today, and you were like the company man. You had your goals. I'm going to work for 35 years. I'm going to get that gold watch. I'm going to retire. Yep. And yet you had the awakening and the awareness that, whoa, wait a second, that's really me focused and not so much my family focused.
Right.
Right.
And
I mean, is that-
I guess for me, it just, I think going through AA, Carrie's coaching just made me realize that, you know, I do have that story inside of me. And it's not just about the story that I want to tell. It's about the legacy that I want to leave. Mm-hmm. And that's been the biggest thing for me. And it helped me over time through the coaching, through writing, through speaking, through my coaching programs, just to understand that it's not all about my J-O-B. It's about me really pouring into my kids, because that time with them is finite. And I, you know, my son's 15 and a half now. He's trying to catch me. He's a little over 6 feet tall, young man. And it's just, time does fly by. And I think I want to help other dads realize that it's not the mundane day-to-day stuff that happens. Sometimes that in the mundane is where things, actually not sometimes, it's always in the mundane things that lessons are learned and character is built. So it's just been really, I've just been blessed with that opportunity. And it really started with that epiphany and then being able to share that message with other dads, other parents through AA.
Now, one of the things I want to talk about also is you had your first book and you've actually created a second book. You've got a second book going on, and it's for dads and daughters.
Correct.
Yeah. So what inspired that?
Well, it's funny because once I wrote the first book, everybody's like, well, your daughter's older. Why aren't you writing one for her?
Oh.
I tell people that, you know, I grew up with two sisters. I didn't have a brother. So I was actually more comfortable parenting my daughter at that time before I wrote the first book than I was with my son, parenting my son. So I felt more comfortable parenting her. And then she became a teenager and that changed. So when she became a teenager, I realized I need some help. I need to figure out if I can implement some of the same strategies as parenting my son as I did with my daughter, then that should work. That might work. And it did. And so I decided to write that book with her. Actually, she helped me edit it. She was a big part of it. She even got interviewed by our local paper here in Rochester with a journalist that just loved interviewing her. And it was just so surreal to hear my daughter being interviewed by a professional journalist. It was just really cool. It wouldn't have happened if, again, I didn't sit on that phone call with Carrie years ago. So,
So show us, I mean, we've talked about the books, but I want everybody to see the books. And show us your very first one. And I also want to talk a little bit about what has come as a result of the book. So show us your first book.
So this is actually the first book, and I've actually had the cover redesigned.
Yeah. I remember the green that you originally had.
So it was originally green, and this is actually done by Jet Launch. So this cover was done by Debbie O'Byrne. And that's the first book. And then this is the second book, The Friday Night Lights for Fathers and Daughters. Again, Jet Launch, Debbie O'Byrne designed this cover as well. But so these are just my, you know, from the heart, you know, really God inspired books that I was able to create. And the second book, it took me a little bit longer to write. I think it was because I knew more of how to do it.
And gotcha.
I wanted to correct the mistakes that I didn't make in the first book. I learned from that. So I wanted to take a little bit more time. So, but again, it wasn't, oh, I'm going to write my next book, but it really happened out of necessity because my daughter became a teenager and I needed help. And so I researched and talked with lots of dads and got ideas from that. So again, it was kind of out of necessity, not just, oh, it's time to write the next book, but it was kind of God inspired and God led. So.
Yeah. Well, you can't go wrong when you follow that. Right. So I was thinking about our time together and a question came to me, and you live in what we would consider, you know, a traditional household, right? mom, dad, couple of kids. How many kids do you have all together?
I have two. My daughter is 17 now, and my son is 15.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So, you know, typical household. Talk to us a little bit about a single parent household.
Yeah.
And how your books could help someone in those situations.
You know, going into the first book, I didn't realize the impact that it would have on, you know, single family or broken homes or, you know, co-blended families. Yeah, families. Yeah. And so what's been really cool out of all of that is that I've been able to really help divorced dads that get their kids every other weekend and a couple weeks in the summer.
Yeah.
Or what really surprised me was single moms that say, do you think I could apply this book to my son? Or, you know, I have an uncle, you know, my son's uncle, would that be something he could go through with him? And because I can't be the father, what can lessons can I learn about being a dad?
Yeah.
And so the second book that I wrote, The Friday Night Lights for Fathers and Daughters, actually had a, the foreword was done by Jennifer Maggio, who leads one of the United States' biggest single moms ministries. Okay. And so just to show how that can impact over time with different, those different groups. So Jennifer Maggio's amazing story and just the ministry that, that she leads now is phenomenal and just keeps growing. They keep hiring me. They're all over. It started as a small ministry in her own hometown church and has grown nationally, actually internationally now. So it's just, it shows how, you know, when you make those connections from that, from a book and God puts people together, how big of an impact it can really have.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I know one of the things we talk about and we teach with Author Academy Elite is the book is the beginning of a relationship with your reader. It's not the end. So I want to talk a little bit about what you have developed as a result of your initial books, because you've created some courses from them as well, right? Tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah. So what I did right away after I got done writing the book and figuring that process out, I actually started with the 52-week program and got done writing the book in less than a year. And I attribute that to the community that, you know, the encouragement, the coaching calls, all of those things. And so the next step was, you know, there's different things that connect with people. And so I was thinking, how am I going to do a course? I really want to do a course. I got the whiteboard out, all these different things. And then I decided, well, I would just make a course off the book and go chapter by chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And in this specific, it's game day by game day because there's 10 game days in each of the books.
Yeah.
And so I decided just to start with, you know, kind of have a sporting theme to it. It's not, you don't have to like sports, but just, it's just a nice theme to have for the book.
It's an analogy people can relate to, right?
Exactly.
You said, whether they like sports or not, it's something people understand. Yeah.
Exactly. So I did like, you know, pregame warmups and postgame analysis and halftime. And I built a course sitting in my basement with the tools that Carrie mentioned to build, to use, inexpensive, doesn't have to be expensive. And
right.
Built a course and put it out. And lo and behold, I got customers. And it's just amazing how you can influence and give value outside of where you know, over time when you don't physically have to be there, your message is still getting out there, even though you're not recording it every single day. It just keeps on repeat and that message can go to anybody when they can watch it and when they have time to go through that stuff with their kids at the right time for them. So
yeah, yeah.
That also then led to some speaking engagements, you know, interviews on local media, local newspapers, that sort of thing. So it's just been the connections I've made and the people I've met through the process have just been, you know, I never would have dreamed. So
yeah. Can you think of a specific example? This is kind of a pop quiz, so it's not necessarily fair, of a specific example or two of maybe some testimonials of some stories that people have shared with you as a result of reading your book?
Yeah. One of the first things that comes to my mind is a guy named Bill from out in Portland, Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And he had two sons, and he was one of my first guys that jumped on. In fact, I did. He joined one of my masterminds that I put together, came out to Rochester, and it was just some really cool stories came out of that. But he said that when he's going through one of the game days, he went through the game day lesson and was teaching that, but that started another conversation and with his son, and realized that he had never truly complimented his son before. He was always kind of judging him in some ways, but never truly said, hey, you're really good at this. So it wasn't even part of the lesson, but because they took the time to sit down and talk, built that trust that there was, he decided, he realized that, you know, his dad never complimented him. So he just naturally didn't do that to his sons. And that has, now his kids are, you know, not because exactly because of that reason, but his kids are doing well in high school sports. They're like the stars of their teams. And this was 5 or 6 years ago, but just to show that impact, that it doesn't have to be exactly what the book says, but it can lead to different conversations that help develop that deeper relationship between the father and son. So.
Yeah. Yeah. What just popped into my mind right now is the master legacy changer, because that's what you've done with that family. I mean, I know you're humble and you're going to be like, no, it was God through you. We understand that. However, if you hadn't written that book, who knows what that legacy would have looked like? And you've impacted that legacy. So we talked a little bit about before, you know, you were the corporate guy and you had this 8-year-old son, and thankfully your wife encouraged you to take action. Then we've talked about what's kind of happened afterward, but you and I both know there's always a middle. And sometimes it's messy. Sometimes it's not, but we've got to go through that middle phase. So you decided to join Author Academy Elite and go through everything. You were an excellent student. That's part of why you've got the results that you have right now, as you followed the processes. But help somebody who may be considering Author Academy Elite, help them understand like what that middle part looked like for you. How did you benefit from working with Author Academy Elite? What were some of your highlights of that process?
Yeah, so really for me, meeting the people online during the coaching calls, you get to really know that group that you're in and the people that are in your community that you're in the same, maybe in the same area of the process. So that, then meeting them at the annual conference in person, having small meetings, getting some more training, those kinds of things, like in Columbus that I went to for a couple of years, and then developing those relationships afterwards. So we actually had a small group of us that were authors in the first couple of years that had a Igniting Souls mastermind. And so those relationships still are there. We've kind of broken off in our own little areas now, but we just learn so much from each other and really pushed each other in different ways and came up with different ideas for each other. So that was powerful to me. And I learned so much from that and just met some really great people and got to know them on a better level. And I think the part for me, that AAA showed me, and just the whole process that Carrie preaches and talks about, is that, you know, life, you know, you have this unfulfilled dream that if you don't take action, it's not going to be told. And for me, that has turned into, I actually left the profession that I was in for about a year and a half and worked on coaching and writing and those kinds of different things. And then, but that middle part that was challenging, because it's not the same. It's not what I had done for the previous 20 years. But I also realized that during that time, I got to see my kids in the morning. I got to help get them ready for school, give them breakfast. I never saw them in the mornings because I was always at work. And so I got to live what I was writing about. And that was the most fulfilling thing for me out of the whole process. And now I've gone back to that profession, but at the same time, I don't work as much. I'm in a position that has a lot more flexibility. I was able to kind of pick and choose where I wanted to go. Uh-huh. And right now, I've actually done some pivoting. I'm looking at writing about my current profession and knowing that I had the tools to write that book and several books, honestly, and doing some more speaking within that. But that confidence that AAE gives you, you might think you're starting off on one path, but through coaching and through experiences and through doing, taking action, your path's going to change where you probably never would have dreamed of. And that only happens when you take action and start doing things and getting things done and checking them off the list and continue to be engaged.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark, wow. I got to tell you, I'll go back to that bio. When I read it, there were several things I highlighted and I got literal goosebumps. You know, the hairs on my arms stood up, and it was when you were talking about how, yeah, you've got the books, Friday Night Lights, both for sons and for daughters, but you put, and these were your words, my biggest win is knowing that I have helped dads develop deeper and more meaningful relationships with their kids. That's priceless, man. I mean, yeah. This is part of our celebration and our interviews this week is, you know, to highlight people who have worked the program, who have grown and developed and are out there literally changing the world in our 7-year celebration. And for the first time ever, effective February 1, we're increasing the price of Author Academy Elite. And you, as an alum, are never going to experience that. You've got lifetime access to all of the resources. And so we really want to encourage people, and maybe just in a quick minute, because I know you've got to get on with your day. Is there something you would say to encourage somebody who's kind of thinking about it, but they're like, I don't know. I mean, the clock's literally ticking. The game clock is ticking. Yeah. And when it goes off February 1, things are going to change. So what would you share with someone?
Yeah, that's so, that's perfectly set up, because that's in my Friday Night Lives for Fathers and Sons. I mean, we're on a game clock, and that clock is ticking. And so if you have ever had a nudge, if you have ever had a thought, if you've ever felt led to share your story, to put your story on paper to share with others, even if it's just your family, your future family, your legacy, take action and join AAE. It's the resources are phenomenal. They keep adding value. They keep adding resources. The coaching is top notch, and just the whole process from idea to finished product, and then what to do beyond that, the marketing, the different streams of potential income you can actually have out of it is phenomenal. So yeah, it's an investment, and at the same time, we need to invest in ourselves, in our own dreams, instead of always investing in the company or the man, if you will, the corporate life or the job. I mean, invest in yourself, and it will bring joy and blessings to your life that you can't even imagine.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, build up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.